You're listening to White Noise here on Joy 94.9. And Kez, this band we're about to speak to, Kerrang describes them as boasting enough power to raise the dead. Their live shows have been known to get a little bit crazy, and they'll be coming out to Australia for Soundwave 2012. They are the Smoking Hearts, and joining us on the line is their bass player, Calvin Roffey. Calvin, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. How you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. Thanks for asking. Calvin, where does the name Smoking Hearts come from, and why did you guys choose it?
That's a strange one, really. When we first decided to start a band, it was Cy, our guitarist. He just decided that, you know, he wanted to start a sort of rock and roll sounding band, and he always thought the Smoking Hearts was a great name for a band. Obviously, there was a band from the UK called the Wild Hearts, and, you know, there's always been other bands with smoking in the name, but I think he just wanted to start a rock and roll band sounding band with a rock and roll sounding name.
So it doesn't come from like a movie or, you know, a prophetic dream or anything like that?
No, nothing like that. It was literally just as simple as, that sounds like a rock and roll band name. Why isn't there a rock and roll band called the Smoking Hearts?
Fair enough.
Now there is.
So for those people who are unfamiliar with the Smoking Hearts, how would you define yourselves in your music?
Oh man, that's a tough one. I guess we're just we sort of try and make music that you would put on either at a party or before going to a party. You know, we want to just be the soundtrack to your wild night out.
Sounds good. Now, Calvin, being the great journalist that we are, we always hit up a band's Facebook and other websites to get information. And I read a story that claims that your former lead singer, Rod Lethal, actually left the band. He broke up with you via text message. Is that true?
Yeah, unfortunately, that is true. At the time, it was a real bad thing for us because, you know, we just released Pride of Nowhere, our first album. Things were going really good. You know, we had a lot of tours lined up and sort of to decent press, and, you know, things were starting to look up for us. We'd been in the band for a long time together, and things were looking up, and we started to do a lot of stuff. And basically, just from out of the blue, he just texted us and was like, "Guys, I'm quitting the band."
Oh, and that lovely.
Was it. Like, he wouldn't answer his phone, didn't like open the door if you knocked on him. You know, just literally. And I have never seen him since. Like, I know he's still, you know, I know he's still alive and still healthy and stuff, but that's about as much as I know. I've not seen him or spoken to him ever since then. It's sad because, you know, I miss him as my friend and stuff, but, you know, with the way things have gone with this album, ever since we've had Ben in the band, things have gone so much better. It's almost like a curse has been lifted, you know. Ever since Ben's joined the band, things have been just a lot better and more professional, and I think Ben's a better singer and a better front man, and it works better for us as a band to have Ben.
Calvin, in every breakup, I happen to believe that once it's over, there's always a winner and a loser in the breakup. So who has won and who's lost the breakup?
Well, I mean, I think we've won, obviously, because you know, we've come out of it and we've made a record, and that's partly where the name for the album Victory comes from. You know, we called the album Victory because it's a collection of songs that we didn't think would ever get recorded. You know, when Rod Lethal left the band, we were like, oh, I guess we won't make a second album then. And it was only the fact that we had some demos, and I came home and sort of chatted to Cy, and we had a good chat about it, and it was like, actually, no, we shouldn't let this guy deprive us of making a second album and having another chance at it. So I guess to answer the question, I think we've definitely won in the breakup.
Sounds good.
So you just mentioned your latest album, Victory, which will be available in Australia on February 17th. How will this record differ from your previous release?
You know what? I think I'd describe it as the Smoking Hearts' first record, but more so, you know? It's like, it's better riffs, like, the choruses are bigger, like, the songs are better, that, like, everything about it is, like, is twice as good, you know? Like, that we've spent more time recording it, you know, it's much better production, we've learned how to play our instruments, for one, you know? And, you know, we've just written an album that we're all totally proud of, you know? By the time we released the first album, later, when we released the first album, we all looked back at it and was like, oh, the second one's going to be so much better. This time round, we just can't wait for people to hear it, you know?
Now, Calvin, I'm sure you guys want to take a break from writing music, but what can we expect from the Smoking Hearts in the future?
Oh, man. Well, I think in terms of new music, do you mean, or...?
Well, what do you guys have planned? Are you going to go on tour? Are you going to hit up a remix with Lady Gaga? What's the plan?
Well, our plan is to just basically tour and tour and tour and tour until everyone in the world has seen us and everyone's sick of us. We're the type of band that that loves playing live. You know, we some bands I see and they go out and they don't ever seem to have a good time playing tours, but we just love it. Like, we there's nowhere any one of us would rather be than in a van on tour. You know, we all get on so well as people, and you know, we just have such a great time playing shows. That it's the only place we really want to be. You know, we make an album and then we want to go out and play the album for people to hear. So just want to play as many shows as we can. Obviously, we're really lucky that we're going to be coming over to play Soundwave, which is an opportunity like none of us ever thought we'd get. So we just want to grab it with both hands and go crazy.
So you just mentioned Soundwave, which you guys will be coming down to Australia for. How excited are you to perform for your Aussie fans?
Oh man, I can't wait. I'm not even joking. Like, none of us can like quite believe we're doing it. Like, I remember just waiting, like, we'd sort of spoken about it, and then when the announcement went out that we were playing, it was like, oh my god, it's actually happening. Like, looking down the lineup and everything else, we're just like, oh my god, I can't believe the Smoking Hearts are playing it. And it's amazing. Like, we're all so excited. Like, it's just on the tip of everyone's tongues. Every time we're in the rehearsal room, it's like, you know, just thinking about it now, and I'm just looking forward to doing it, and I can't wait, really can't wait.
So, Calvin, out of all the acts that are going to be playing at Soundwave, what would you say to people to get them to come and see the Smoking Hearts live?
Oh, man, I'd just say if you're looking for, like, a good time and you want to have a fun, you know, just watch a band that maybe you've not heard before, or just something that you're going to, you know, just have a good time, like, is our attitude. We just want to have fun as much as we can, and we want people to have fun with us, and I think if you're the type of person that goes to a festival to have a good time, then you're probably going to be the type of person that likes the Smoking Hearts.
Your album, Victory, will be coming out on February 17th here in Australia. We can't wait to get a copy of that, and we can't wait to see you guys perform at Soundwave. So, Calvin, have fun down here.
Thank you very much. I can't wait.